The city of Memphis got a big boost Wednesday when the state comptroller determined officials did not violate Tennessee law by removing monuments to Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest and President Jefferson Davis. But Republicans in the state legislature say they're hoping to keep other cities from getting the same idea. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
A recent Tennessee law gives the State Historic Commission, not local governments, the final say over monuments on public property. Memphis got around that by selling the parks containing the Confederate memorials to a nonprofit. That organization then took them down. House Speaker Beth Harwell was among those who called for an investigation into the tactic. Now, she accepts the comptroller's determination the transfers weren't illegal.
Ultimately, we are where we are, and so now we just need to do what we can to prevent this from happening in another location.
Some conservative lawmakers have proposed ways to stop other cities from copying Memphis. Those include giving the state an ownership stake in historic monuments and making it a crime for local officials to go against the Historic Commission. Backers of the monuments, like Sons of Confederate Veterans, might also win in court. They allege a number of legal violations, from breaking public notice laws to desecrating the grave of Forrest, who was buried beneath his statue. But Memphis Democrat Joe Towns says he's confident his home city will prevail.
Even though there were shenanigans being played by the state to prevent us being able to self-determine what we want to do in our city, what they were smart enough to do is go and read the law, analyze the law, and see what the possibilities were. There are always loopholes in any law.
Towns hopes the comptroller's determination will be the final word, not just another chapter in the debate. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.